This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2052. Living Paycheck to Paycheck? Here's how to break the cycle. Part 1 by Craig Stevens of RetireBeforeDad.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now, today's post is actually broken up into two parts, so I'll be reading you half the article today, and we'll finish the rest tomorrow. Let's jump right into Part 1 and start optimizing your life. Living Paycheck to Paycheck? Here's how to break the cycle. Part 1 by Craig Stevens of RetireBeforeDad.com. Are you living paycheck to paycheck? If your monthly budget is tight already, any recession or economic fallout will make matters worse. Now is the time to break the paycheck to paycheck cycle and start building wealth. For years, I've assumed most of my readers don't live month to month. But according to a recent survey, a surprising percentage of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, even when our economy was booming. In this article, I'm going to share my past struggles with cash flow and look at the causes and curses of living paycheck to paycheck. Surprising numbers. During the most recent economic expansion, which lasted 128 months and ended due to COVID-19, unemployment was consistently below 4%. At one point, there were more jobs, 6.7 million, available than people out of work, 6.4 million. That has never happened before. This was great news for everyone, as a rising tide lifts all boats. Of course, the longer it continued, the more likely it was that the expansion would end and we'd experience a recession. Then, a recession started in early 2020. Finding work when the economy is robust can be a tremendous opportunity, as I recently learned. Yet even in epic economic times, a survey found that 78% of U.S. workers were living paycheck to paycheck. That was up slightly from 2013. I would have guessed a lower percentage, but readers have contacted me about this, and followers on Facebook have commented about how some of my articles are meaningless to them, because they don't have any money left over to invest each month. Living paycheck to paycheck is a huge problem. A cash flow conundrum. People living paycheck to paycheck have a cash flow problem. All of the money that comes in during the month goes out. They have little or no savings to their name, and often they have a negative net worth. It's why I recommend saving first so you don't spend it all. Cash flow problems stem from low income and reoccurring payments beyond basic living expenses. Excessive debt is a common cash flow killer. Debt payments pile on top of monthly living expenses. If you have too many, they'll consume all of your potential savings. My cash flow was suffering a few years ago due to a suffocating car payment and increased costs associated with having kids. I fell ill at the end of each month. The problem sneaked up on my blind spot when our family purchased a minivan. When I diagnosed the problem and decided to make a change, I had to make some sacrifices. One of those was eliminating the car payment from my life. The $563 monthly payment was killing our cash flow, but I justified it because the interest rate was only 0.9%. Low rates are a trap. A big chunk of our savings went towards the loan principal, and I focused on paying off the $12,000 debt for months instead of spending or investing. For the record, I never regretted buying a new minivan, only that I didn't save enough cash for it. I describe the problem in detail in an article called Cash Flow Suffering Changed Up from a while back. The article offers a bunch of tips on how to break a cash flow conundrum if you're suffering today. My cash flow problem was minor compared to the 78% of people in that survey. I was still investing pre-tax money into my employer-sponsored 401k and saving for college each month, but the balance of our monthly budget was treading water. As someone who always thought about personal finance and had a good salary, I still felt trapped. Anyone who doesn't pay close attention to their budget is highly vulnerable to a cash flow problem. Why are so many people living paycheck to paycheck? So why do so many people live paycheck to paycheck, even when the economy is healthy? Well, I'm not an economist. If I were, I'd provide more data and less opinion. But three reasons come to mind: behavior, low wages, and increasing costs. Behavior. As the economy strengthens, more and more people are individually better off. When individuals earn more, they tend to buy more material objects. They typically borrow and spend more, not save more. Big ticket items such as a house or car are almost always purchased with borrowed money. People who achieve newfound prosperity choose to maximize their buying power and purchase more expensive houses and cars than is necessary. The loans associated with these larger purchases require long-term payment plans. Those payments crush cash flow. Add a student loan and some credit card debt to the mix, and monthly income vanishes. A mortgage can be a helpful financial vehicle over long periods, but not if you overspend for a house. This is, unfortunately, the American way. Financial bloggers are trying to change this mentality. Financial education plays a significant role in the ability to manage a monthly budget. Low wages. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled Living Paycheck to Paycheck, Here's How to Break the Cycle by Craig Stevens of RetireBeforeDad.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD. For your extended 30-day free trial. Getting out of the paycheck to paycheck slog is such an empowering step on anyone's financial journey. I think the first step is increasing your awareness around where your money is going now. The idea of tracking expenses might make you cringe, but it was game-changing for me, and I continue to do it to this day. The reason why it's so powerful is because you need to come up with a plan for how you're going to increase the gap between your income and expenses if you're ever going to break free from living paycheck to paycheck. And you can't come up with a plan if you don't have a sense of where you stand right now. Once you have a clear picture on where you're at now, you get to play the game of optimizing all of your expenses. Where can you cut costs? Where are you spending money and not getting enough value from that spending? Well, of course, I think we should all prioritize saving and paying ourselves first. You can only do that when you live below your means. If you track every dollar and optimize all of your expenses, and there is still no gap that would allow for savings, you likely need to focus more of your efforts on increasing your income. Pay yourself first sounds great, but it's not really practical to save money if that forces you to have no money for groceries. I know it can be scary to take a deep dive into your finances and look closely at where your money's going. I have been there, my friend. But I would encourage you to let your curiosity be bigger than your fear or shame about this, because you absolutely can put an end to the paycheck to paycheck cycle. And it all starts with the willingness to take a look at the numbers with a can-do attitude. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.